Romans 12:11, 2 Timothy 1:6. I gotta preach it to myself, because I can't hear it enough. I can't be reminded enough.
Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Says to keep your spiritual fervor. The word in Greek is zeo, only occurs a couple of times. It means to boil, to be hot. Often when you boil water, there's just 1 degree of separation from just being hot to being real hot to be boiling over hot. You need to abide in the Holy Spirit. You need to rest in His presence. You need to be filled with Him until you boil over. And then when you show up to serve the Lord, you serve the Lord with an enthusiasm, not lacking in zeal. But then you have such a temperature that you're set on fire and that you're boiling hot in Him. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. It says, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. God put His Holy Spirit in you. God put spiritual gifts inside of you, and He deposited them into you. But it's your responsibility to fan them into flame. It's not your pastor's job. It's not your small group leader's job. It's not a teacher's job. It's your job. It's your responsibility to maintain that fire. It needs fresh wood so you can have fresh fire. It needs fresh oxygen. It needs the air blown into it so that it could be rekindled. And let me ask you, are you using your gifts with passion, with fire? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. I've often said, if I'm not more on fire for Jesus today than I was yesterday, then I'm backsliding. You see, if my fire is decreased, I've gone backwards. And I might not have murdered, I might not have fallen totally away from God, but I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to backslide. And if I'm just maintaining my fire, then I'm stagnant. You see, I got to increase. I got to go from glory to glory. I got to grow in love for Him. I want today my love to be more deeper. Today, I want my love to grow more mature. Today, I want to sow into the Spirit so I can reap from the Spirit eternal life. Today, I want to be on fire for Him more than I've ever been before. never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason, I remind you to fan and to flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. For this reason, I remind you to fan and to flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.